empowerment, to give power to, by the powers invested in me. In order for any work to be done, there must be power. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing, John 15:5. So how are we to do work? We must have Christ in us. But Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, Hebrews 1:3. He sent us the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that enabled Him to do miracles and healings and raised Him from the dead, Romans 8:11. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ in us is His Holy Spirit, which empowers us to do the work He has in mind for us to do. Philippians 4:13. What is that work? To preach the gospel to every creature. To convert the world into believers in Christ Jesus. To fulfill the Lord's Prayer. His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Mark 16:15. Luke 4:18, Luke 11:2. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit to do His work. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew 28:19. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Luke 24:49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 21:15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. John 21:16. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. John 21:17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Romans 15:19. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about until Lycrium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 1 Corinthians 14:14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Jude 1:20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Cornelius, in Acts 10:44-46. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit for empowerment. Your family needs you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Your church needs you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Your community needs you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. America needs you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. By the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, everything can change. Ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. God will give Him to you without measure. John 3:34.